Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, November 25, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on an important merger in the Church of the Nazarene, Barbados District. At its quarterly meeting at the Halls Road Church of the Nazarene, the church accepted the pastor, members, and property of the Nazareth Holiness Church that had been formed by leading members who broke away from the Church of the Nazarene around 1939. This merger was executed under the superintendency of the Reverend Kenneth G. Jones of the Nazareth Holiness Church. In 1907 and 1908 in Illinois and Texas respectively, both in the United States, will see the beginning of mergers of the Holiness Church into the Church of the Nazarene family. During the 1908 merger, the church will see the accumulation of 10,034 members, 11 districts, 19 missionaries, and a total raised sum of $140,000, with $12,000 going towards missionary work. The Church of the Nazarene in Barbados was formed in 1926 under the superintendency of Reverend J.I. Hill, and Kenneth Jones was listed as pastor of the Bayland Nazarene Church in 1931, now Beckles Road Nazarene, and later Halls Road in 1938. In 1939, when the superintendent was overseas, a meeting was convened at Jones's St. Michael home to form a ministerial association. This did not go down well with the superintendent, and Pastor Jones and two others lost their licenses. He subsequently left the Church of the Nazarene and formed his new church, the Nazareth Holiness. With the installation of a new superintendent in the 1950s, Kenneth Jones returned to the Nazarene fold with church property valued at $12,000. This merger, which was announced during the quarterly meeting of the Barbados District of the Church of the Nazarene, was important for the church, which emphasized reaching the unchurched and having a strong world mission. Indeed, both groups in Barbados saw the merger as a divine amalgamation. They also believed that with the merger and with their united efforts, the future prospects of the church's Christian ministry outreach would be quite effective. The article noted that deep gratitude and thanks was expressed to the former Nazareth Holiness Church, the Reverend Kenneth G. Jones, and his directors, as they bestowed buildings with an estimated value of $12,000 as a gift to the Church of the Nazarene.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.